Yeah, what up, y'all? This your boy Flame, a.k.a. St. Luke. And remember, God does not need our good works, but our neighbor does, you feel?
I say before you go, drop that extra note.
Welcome back to Extra Notes Academy. This is season number 3. As promised, I will slide in the supplemental parts that will go along with the episodes. These are talks that I gave a while ago. So I confess, the sound quality is nowhere near the same as it is now. So I apologize for that, but I tried my best to alter the sound and make it a little better and more discernible. It's not the worst, so you'll definitely be able to hear everything, but I pray that this will bless you as well. So enough talking, let's get into it. The word is always means is. Even if I'm using it in a metaphorical way, if I'm using it in a parable, if I'm using it in plain and literal speech, is always means is. For an example, if we're talking about a flower, right? A flower is something that grows from the earth. It could be a lily, a rose, whatever. And a flower grows from the earth, it blossoms, it's beautiful. And then I say about a girl, I tell my homie, I say, man, that's my flower, she's my flower. And I have in mind that she grew out of a difficult home life, out of a difficult neighborhood, and she's so beautiful, she's blossoming, and she's taking off in life. Right? And I refer to her as my flower. She is my flower. What's changed in that sentence is not the word is. She is my flower. That's what a metaphor is. It's expanding upon the first or original use of a word, and it blossoms into another word, another use. That's what a metaphor is. What changed is how we understand flower. But is still means is if I say she is my flower. If I say this is an apple, right? What changes is what's portrayed, not the word is. The first and original meaning of the word apple is a fruit that grows on a tree and it's sweet and it tastes good. If I say this image portrayed here is an apple, it is an apple. What I've done is I've added to, changed, or expanded upon the first and original meaning of the word apple. However, what never changed in meaning was the word is. But if I say the girl represents the flower, or this apple represents an apple, now I'm muddying the waters and I'm calling to mind characteristics and aspects that confuse what I'm trying to say. It's the same thing when Jesus says, I am the vine, or I am the door. If there Jesus is saying, I represent the vine, or I represent the door, it's muddying the waters and it's actually raising more questions. Is Jesus actually oak wood if he represents the door? That is the case when you use the word represents. All right, real quick. So if you want to learn more about ancient Christianity as preserved through Lutheran thought on important topics like baptism, the Lord's Supper, justification by faith alone, the law and the gospel, and so many other beautiful confessions, make sure you check out cph.org. There you'll find so many Christ-centered resources that'll help you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and the hope of the gospel. You will find books, Bible studies, devotionals, and some of my favorites like The Spirituality of the Cross by Gene Veith, Has American Christianity Failed by Brian Wolfmuller, to name a few. You feel me? Make sure you go to cph.org, or you can go to cph.org/flame and you will see a list of books that I've curated that I've read personally that have helped me out in my walk. So make sure you go there, tap in, grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. You feel me?
Also, the sign is always lesser than a thing it's pointing to. So if the statement is Jesus represents the door, then you're elevating the door and making Jesus lesser than. If you're saying Jesus represents a vine, you're elevating the vine and making Jesus lesser than, because the sign is always lesser than the thing it's pointing to. If I say this girl represents a flower, now I'm elevating the flower and making the girl lesser. That is a problem. All right, let me read this from Francis Pieper's Christian Dogmatics, Volume 3. It says, the little word is, therefore always keeps its first and only meaning in Holy Scripture. Hence, whenever Holy Scripture says that a thing is this or that, we can firmly and without doubting rely upon that fact. Consider how worthless the Bible would be if one could not depend upon this little word. Then none, not even one, of the truths revealed in Holy Writ would be stable. In vain we would then read in our Bible, there is a God, there is a judgment, there is a hell, there is a heaven, Christ is God's Son, etc. For if is could be taken to mean signifies, who could then prevent an unbelieving exegete from making of God, judgment, heaven, hell, Son of God, etc., nothing but empty signs? So what we see is the word is always means is. Wherever, whenever, however is found in Scripture, is means is. But let's just swap out the word is for represents. Jesus is holding bread and he's saying, this bread in my hand represents my body. What does that mean? We know his body wasn't broken. So how does the bread represent his body? What does that say? Now that calls to the fore these strange considerations that totally miss what Jesus was trying to communicate. It's the same thing with the blood. If Jesus is saying, this wine represents my blood, what does that mean? Now it's calling to mind all of these other considerations of how this wine represents his blood. Jesus's blood gets reduced and the wine gets elevated. I don't think that is at all what Jesus is meaning to communicate. So a lot more could be said. I'm sure there will be many comments and questions. So let's keep it going. I think this is healthy discussion. I say before you go, take that extra note.